I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Thank you for joining me once again today for It's a Good Life. Let me encourage you to get your Bibles, and we'll read along together today. And we're going to look in a couple of different chapters of the Word of God. First, we're going to start out in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Once again, I would encourage you each week as we meet together that you would get your Bible and follow along with me. Now, some today in this world that we're living in give heed to seducing spirits. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, the Bible says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth." Now some give heed today by departing from the faith. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, it says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith." And then we see in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1, it says, "Therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech you." He says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord," this is Paul the Apostle speaking, "that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling." Notice verse 5 now. "One Lord, one faith, one baptism." And then we also look in Jude 3, and we see that the Word of God goes ahead by saying, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Well, some today have given heed to seducing spirits. They've departed from the faith. And sad to say that they are trying to lead other people away from the faith. Now, the Bible teaches in these verses that we have just read, there is one body. There is one body, and that is the body of Christ. We who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ are in His body according to the Scriptures. One body, that is of Christ. There is one Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit. He is the only Spirit that we are to listen to in our lives as children of God. We do not listen to the seducing spirits of this world, the seducing spirits of the devil. We are to listen and understand there is only one Spirit, and that is the Spirit of God. There is one Lord. There is only one Lord, and that is the Lord of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. There is only one faith. And that faith is the faith that brings us to a saving knowledge of Jesus. That faith is Jesus Christ. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." There is only one way of salvation, one way to heaven, and that is one faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is one baptism, and that one baptism is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When a person is saved, when that person is born again, the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us. The Bible tells us that we are sealed. We are kept by the power of God through the indwelling and sealing of that Holy Spirit. Now there is one baptism, and we see that as the baptism of the Holy Spirit at the moment a person is born into the family of God. We also understand that there is a water baptism that takes place. That water baptism that takes place is not a saving grace. It is the responsibility of the person who has named the name of the Lord, who has been saved, to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. It's not for the unsaved person to get saved. It's because the person has been saved that that baptism takes place. It's a representation of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, there is one God and Father of all, the saved people. Now, it's contrary to popular belief in our world today that God is the Father of all people. God is not the Father of those people who are lost and on their way to a devil's hell. God is the Father of all of those who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is only one faith. Some say, and I've heard this said, and I've had it said to me, some would say, I am not of your persuasion. Or in other words, I'm not of your faith. I don't believe the way you do. Well, let me say to you that there's only one way. There is only one faith according to the scriptures that we've just read, and that is the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't particularly care for what anyone says that when they say there is another way. I don't particularly condone, I do not condone someone who is on television, some woman or man, and particularly I'm thinking of one individual who says that every person is a child of God, and that God lives within each one of us, and we exhibit that God within us by helping others. Now, there's nothing wrong with helping other people. I believe that is an indication of salvation, but that is not a way of salvation. That does not prove that God lives within each of us. And these people who teach that there is another way to heaven other than through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that they are on their way to a devil's hell because they have not trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other faith. There is no other way other than through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way of salvation in this world that we live in today. Now, in the scriptures that we've read today, especially in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, we understand as we read those verses and we read on in that chapter how that people have given heed to seducing spirits. Well, there's 19 indictments. Notice with me in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 2 through 5. It says, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." There are 19 indictments here that we've just read. And we know people have given heed to seducing spirits because of 2 Timothy 3, verses 2 through 5. First, we see that they are lovers of their own selves. These are the people who are selfish, who live only for themselves and for no one else. We see that they are covetous people. They are people who covet what everybody else has. They're never satisfied with what God has given them. They want everything that everybody else has. Then we see those who are boasters. They brag of how good they are. And the reason that they know that they're a child of God is because they're good. They're boasters. They brag on who they are, what they are, and what they have. And then we see that those people that we see that have given heed to seducing spirits are also proud. They're show-offs. They're haughty. They're godless. They don't need God. They are proud people who do not need anyone or anything else other than themselves. And then we see that they are blasphemers. They are godless. They are irreligious. They take the name of the Lord God in vain constantly. They do not serve God. They serve the pleasures of this world. They serve the flesh. They're blasphemers. And then we see that the sixth thing here, the sixth thing that God says that shows us that the indictment of giving heed to seducing spirits is disobedient to parents. They're unpersuadable. Godly men and women have tried to raise their children in the way they should go. And we see that as they teach the Word of God to these children, that some of the children, remember, every person in this world is a free agent. That person has to make his or her mind whether to follow God. A parent cannot force that child to be saved. Now, we can pray and we can ask God to save that disobedient child, but this is another way. This is another form of giving heed to seducing spirits, is that the children are disobedient to parents. People are unthankful, they're ungrateful, they're unholy, they're hard-hearted. And we also see that as we go on, number 9 of the indictments here is without natural affection. Romans 1:27 talks about this. They're hard-hearted, they're towards the people, the ones who have given them birth. They have not natural affection, or the one that they have given birth to, they do not have a natural affection towards that baby or that child. And then we see their truce breakers. They go back on their word. They're false accusers. They slander people, throwing slurs at people who name the name of Christ. And then we see that they're incontinent. There's no self-control. They're fierce. They're savage. Despisers of them that are good. They're hostile to virtue. They're traitors. They give in to the enemy. They're heady. They're rash. They're high-minded, inflated. They're conceited. And lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. The Bible says there's an admonition to turn away from those people. Now we see that we as Christians, we need to stand for the faith. There's only one true God, one true faith, and that is the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to do as the old hymn says, sound the battle cry, see the foe is nigh, raise the standard high for the Lord. Gird your armor on, stand firm, everyone. Rest your cause upon His holy word. May the Lord bless you today and lead you. May you know Jesus as your Savior today, and may you take a stand for the Word of God, for the faith, the only faith, and that is the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only one who can save. If you've never trusted Him, may I invite you to do that today. Bow your head where you're at and ask Jesus, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive You as my Lord and as my Savior right now. Forgive me of my sin so I can go to heaven. If you'll pray that prayer, God will save you today through Jesus Christ. Well, it's been good being with you today, and may I invite you to look at our website, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. You can receive a transcript of this program, It's a Good Life, and others as well. Or write me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. It's been good being with you today. Until this same time next week, may the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer. Living for the Lord, living right as given here.